What's up, guys? I'm Jochie Meins.
And I'm Adrian Skeepers.
And welcome to
Music Matters.
Yeah, so tonight, guys, we've got a very, very exciting episode planned. We are going to talk about One Hit Wonders.
Yes, and we want to just shout out to Christopher for mentioning this to us as a potential topic for a podcast. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Christopher, for your
suggestion. Yeah, so that's the type of thing, guys. That's literally the type of thing that we invite, that people engage with us and interact with us and make suggestions for topics that we can discuss, and songs we can discuss, bands we can discuss, whatever the case may be. So go and check us out on our social media platforms. We've got footprints on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and send us a DM or get in touch and we will consider your topics or suggestions and feedback for future episodes.
Definitely. Yes, as Adrian said, today we're going to chat a little bit about One Hit Wonders. If you're not sure what the One Hit Wonder is, basically it's a song that a band or the artist is solely known for. Mm. If you mention the band's name or the artist's name, everybody thinks about this specific song. It also must be a hit, otherwise it's just a one wonder.
A one wonder.
So it has to have topped at least top 40 on the charts. Either chart, it can be the blues chart. It just has to be one sort of chart.
Yeah.
Even if it's only in one country and not in another country, as long as it featured on a chart.
Yeah. So if you made it to number 41, we do apologize because then you're not a one-hit wonder.
Sorry. But yeah, and you know, a lot of artists have made very successful lives just by doing one successful song. If you take Vanilla Ice, for example, who did Ice Ice Baby, he's not known for any other tracks.
No.
That song, but that song's royalties alone helped him to open a business. Mm. You know, he has his own TV show. So it's not a bad thing. It's just, it is a little bit sad.
It's not a bad thing if you know what to do with what you have.
With the money that you get for it. Yeah, definitely. But it is still a little bit sad that you, as a musician or artist, that you couldn't top one song.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to start out with some songs that were One Hit Wonders and was actually number one, that reached number one for a certain amount of time. Usually not a very long time, but it did peak at number one on a chart. I'm going to start out with a band called Shocking Blue. They did the song Venus originally, which Bananarama covered in 1984 or 85. We're going to listen to that song. Also notably, songs that did feature in the early 70s. Mm. That was a One Hit Wonder is Terry Jacks' Seasons in the Sun, which I think a lot of people
definitely
already know.
Yeah.
And then Carl Douglas' Kung Fu Fighting, which I'm also going to just spoil Adrian with.
We have to.
With a little clip of that song as well.
Super.
Yeah, that was Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. It released in 1974. In 1976, there was two songs that actually reached number one on the Billboard charts. That was One Hit Wonders, Starland vocal band, Afternoon Delight.
Oh, dude. Anchorman.
You remember Anchorman?
Anchorman.
It's that song. Amazing. Very funny song. And then Wild Cherry released Funky Music. Play That Funky Music, White Boy. That released in September of 1976. I think most people know those two songs.
Definitely,
And then in 1980, Lips Inc. released Funky Town. Tony Basil released Mickey in December of 1980. Most people definitely know those songs, so we're not going to play them now. Then in 1983, a definite favorite, Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners.
For sure.
Definitely going to play a snippet of that song.
Yes.
Yes.
Please do that.
Very catchy. It came out in April of 1983. The 80s ended off with Time of My Life in November 87. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy in September of 1988. The Bill Medley, Time of My Life, is that one from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a...
like a... Let's watch the movie right now.
No, I don't want to. And then in the 90s started out with Mark Wahlberg, man.
Dude, Marky Mark
and the Funky Bunch. So good vibrations.
Yeah, good vibrations in his underwear.
Good vibrations. Yeah, no, that song was actually quite catchy. It was also number one on the charts, which was cool. Then after that, one that's a favorite, Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Yeah.
It released in February of 1992.
No.
And then Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Terrible favorite.
Yeah, people love that song, man. Yeah. And then Sir Mix-a-Lot released Baby Got Back. And then in 1994, Coolio released Gangsta's Paradise, which is actually a really nice rap song.
And it's hard to think that that guy was a one-hit wonder as well, because I think Coolio also used the influence he had and the fame, even though only one song, to build a brand around himself, because everybody knows who Coolio is, but again, only one song. And it's funny that both of them are rappers. So
I remember that Coolio actually featured on the Space Jam. You remember Space Jam? He sang with Busta Rhymes and Be Real and so on in the Monstars theme. He featured in that song. I think that song actually also charted.
But it was
not a solo performance as Coolio. I just quickly want to play a snippet of Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise, and then we're going to chat a little bit more about songs that we feel are one hit wonders.
Should
in our lives
definitely be mentioned.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk.
I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the lives living in the gangster's paradise. We've been spending most of the lives living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of the lives living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of the lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing.
Yeah. Takes me back, man. Takes me back. And such a cool song. Once again, hard to believe that an artist that, you know, mustered something like this couldn't do anything after that.
After that, yeah. No, definitely. It is. That's why I said in the beginning, it's actually sad that, you know, you don't know really what happened. Why? I asked the question, why didn't it work out for them?
Yeah.
You know, but
we'll give them a call tomorrow and find
And then, and we're going to end it off with 2001's Crazy Town Butterfly for the ones that hit number one on the charts. The reason for that is that we don't know really if artists after 2000s, maybe they're going to hit, get another hit. A lot of them are still active, so it's difficult to tell now this guy is not going to get, or this artist or band is not going to get another hit. So we're going to stop at the 2000s with the ones that hit number one.
Yeah, and Jochie, just on Crazy Town, you know, obviously we listened to that music when we were in school, you know, so to me, even Crazy Town, seeing them on this list was a surprise because I thought that they had a couple of hits after that, but none of them, as we said earlier, charted above or 40. In the 40s, in the top 40s.
Yeah, no, definitely. A lot of them had chart that reached the charts.
Yes.
But, I mean, maybe number 160 or something like that. So on the Billboard 200. So it's not a slap in the face to them. I mean, they still made music and they still had moderate success, but they could never beat that song. They could never really replicate the success that they had with that one song.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. So, and then as we said earlier, we want to chat a little bit about songs that we in our lives and we feel are really noteworthy songs that were one hit wonders. And most of these have topped at least top 40 on one or another chart around the world. There's a few that we're going to mention, and we hope that you guys will make the effort and actually go and listen to the songs in full, because we're going to play some of them. We'll play snippets of the songs, but we'll definitely not have time to play all of them. So I don't know if Adrian actually knows who Blind Melon is.
No
but
idea.
They released the track No Rain, I think it was around 1993. And I remember reading about them. They said that the producers thought they had the next big thing, the next Nirvana, basically. They're not as heavy. They're a much chiller band than Nirvana. But everybody thought, after Nirvana's success in the 90s, everybody thought that they could create another Nirvana with, and a lot of mediocre artists featured in the 90s. That's why there was a lot of one-hit wonders in the 90s. But yeah, Blind Melon's No Rain is an awesome track. Harvey Danger released Flagpole Sitter, which is also a rock song, actually, which was also a very catchy track. And then Nina released 99 Red Balloons, or 99 Luftballons, the German version, because she is actually a German singer. Very catchy song. I'll play a snippet of that one. And then also Marcy's Playground with Sex and Candy, which I will also play a snippet of.
Awesome song.
Yeah, and that's one thing I could also never understand, is why that band didn't actually make any other songs that was noteworthy, because that song was so catchy. The guy's voice is cool. Everything. Everything was, I think, if I was a producer, I would have thought, these guys would, it's going to make it big, and they did it.
Exactly.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base,
Was Marcy's Playground with Six and Candy and Nina with 99 Red Balloons.
Super cool songs, huh?
Yeah, very, very cool, man. Then we have the vinyls with I Touched Myself.
Slash Madonna,
yeah.
I thought that Madonna sang that song.
Yeah. A lot of people did. A lot of people did think Madonna did that song. It was the same with That I'm a Bitch song by Meredith Brooks. A lot of people thought that Alanis Morissette did that song.
Yeah. And it's because they used the word bitch in their songs.
But that's actually super sad. That's extra sad to me is that the only song that you're known for, you're not even known for.
Exactly.
Somebody else is known for the song that you made.
Thank you, Madonna and Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, that's hectic, man. Oh, shame. Go and check those two songs out. Mm. Another song, Eagle Eye Cherry, Safe Tonight. Mm. Four Non Blondes, What's Up? Mm. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
Wow.
Man.
Yo, okay.
What an awesome track.
Yeah.
The Knack, My Sharona. Mm. King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight, man.
Yeah.
Yo, that song, I'm definitely going to play that song. It's definitely one of my favorites. Love that track.
Mm.
Tal Bachman, She's So High.
Mm.
Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians, What I Am. Mm. Very cool song as well. Of all those tracks that I mentioned now, I think I'm going to play
Eagle Eye Cherry,
Safe Tonight, and King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Mm. Let's do it.
All we need is candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lie.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the sight. They don't bark and they don't bite, they keep things loose.
I think David Gray or someone covered this song in the 2000s somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it was David Gray. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know, but definitely there was a
cover. Definitely a cover of the song, yeah. But man, this song is awesome. Band is called King Harvest. Sadly, they're just known for this song, but the album is actually pretty good. I like most of this album. It's very, very cool. Still need to get it on vinyl.
But again, this song being covered, a lot of people don't know the original artists, and even again a sad case where an artist came up with this incredible tune that became this one-hit wonder, but they aren't known for it.
Yeah, I mean, most people haven't heard about King Harvest ever.
Yeah, and I haven't.
Some more noteworthy songs to mention is 9 Days, Story of a Girl.
We have to play this one. Okay. It was one of my favorite songs growing up. So we're just going to have to. Jochi is going to have to go and take his pills and sit through this song.
Yeah, no, I like that. I enjoy this song. It's not too bad. And then we're going to play that one now. Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, was probably the first rap song ever recorded.
Serious.
So I'm going to play that one as well.
We have
to. It was a very noteworthy song.
And how can we say no to Video Kill the Radio Star?
Sure. Okay, great stuff. We got to play it.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. She only found tears, and I can be so insincere. Making a promise is never for real, as long as she stands there waiting. Wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes, how many days disappear? When you look in the mirror, it's the height of your shoes. Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole. Sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles.
I said a hip. To the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I got...
Gotta love these tunes. Yeah, gotta love these tunes.
Love it. Yes, and then also Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Yo, man.
That song is cool, man. The original one, one, really, really. But they're really just known for that song as well.
Yeah. That's the song that... Didn't that song play in that one Need for Speed
Yeah, there's a remake of the song actually by some newer artist that was on the Teenage Dirtbag album or something
like that. Yeah,
yeah. But it started out with sort of this country style guitar thing. But the original stays the best. And then Bomb Funk MC Freestyler.
Yes, this song. That song was also.
Yeah. So we'll maybe track back a little bit to play those two songs. I just want to end the list because we're almost done with it.
Just on Freestyler and on many of these songs. This was in the era when MTV was everything.
Mm.
When you know the music video was almost more important than the song.
Mm.
And reading through this list, I can see the music videos. Yeah. Playing in my head.
Yeah, definitely, it's, man.
It's so cool just to think about it.
Yeah, when they still played music on MTV.
No, it's only
good old days.
Cool music and a celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah. Now it's just reality TV. It's only reality TV. And then also Vanilla Ice, as we said earlier today, Ice Ice Baby. I think most people know that song as well. Hanson,
dude, with
Mbop. They still make new music.
Oh, so that's sad. That's really sad.
And they have a following.
Obviously, they've got a following.
Yeah, but we actually checked out and they still do this song live, but it doesn't sound the same because they're obviously older now. The youngest brother is in his 30s already. Yeah.
So now it sounds like Mbop.
Yeah, probably like that, like Joy Division. Anyway, The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Super cool song.
Yeah, and then two songs that we have handled in the 80s episode, a Heartache on Me and Soft Cell Tainted Love, which is also seen as one hit wonders, even though A-ha did have some other hits as well. It never really
charted
higher than this one.
Mm.
And then Chris Isaak's Wicked Game.
Yeah, man, also one of my super favorite cool songs. Song. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely like that. Yeah, and that's the list that we made, and we're definitely going to play to end off this episode. We'll play Ram Jam, Black Betty, Bomb Funk MC, Freestyler, and Chris Isaak, Wicked Game.
Yes, guys, and like we said, we will post this list on our social media platforms after Karin rewrote everything.
Karin is my wife.
Yeah. So go and check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And consider engaging. Consider leaving suggestions and comments. We really welcome and invite the engagement with you guys. Thank you very much for listening and tuning in, guys.
Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed all the songs. We really did. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Session. Let there be a lesson question. You carry protection. No.
You never felt this way.